I don't know about you, but I believe in angels, and they saved my life twice. So I'm going to tell three stories. The first time I was about 12, and I took a swim class with a bunch of girlfriends. And one by one by one, they all dropped out. And I was determined, so I completed the class. And we were always supposed to be in twos to watch out for each other. But we passed the exam. It was celebration time. My girlfriends weren't there. So I went to the deep end, and I jumped in. And I had always dived in. And this time, I went in feet first. And I don't know if I didn't take a deep enough breath or if I went deeper because I went feet first. All I know was all of a sudden I was in the middle. And then I thought, well, I'm going to touch bottom because I'm running out of breath. And I didn't realize when you're little, you can't touch at the bottom. I was going to touch bottom and push up. So then I started to panic. I just completed the swim program, and there I was forgetting everything I learned. And instead of being this way, I was this way, thrashing. And I don't know if you've nearly drowned, but you hear going, 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 going noise. You hear echoey whispers, and you can hear the people talking above the water. And it's like nobody saw me, and I'm dying. And I really thought I was going to die. Because I was worn out from thrashing, I just gave up. I'm dying. And my life didn't flash before me. All I knew is I'm gone. And next thing I knew, I was floating on my back. I've never floated on my back before that. I tried, and I always sunk. So I'm floating on my back. I think an angel put me there. And then I was too scared to move because I didn't want to go down again. So I yelled, help! And they thought I was kidding. They all waved at me. You know, I said, no, help! And they finally realized I'm really serious. So doggone it, a woman lifeguard came after me. So she took me to the edge, and I wish they made me dive in again, but they didn't. So I was terrified of water for quite a few years. Until I made myself, finally, I said, this is ridiculous. So it take me, I'm not kidding you, 10, 15 minutes to make myself, talking to myself, force myself to the edge of the deep end. And I'd go in this corner, I'd just dive in and reach the other side and get out, dive in and reach the other side. And I kept doing this. Until I overcame the fear, and all of a sudden I wasn't afraid anymore. Now, the second incident, I was married, and my husband and I had just finished a Bible study that he taught, and we were on our way from Los Osos to Grover Beach. And around where Avila turnoff is, we heard this loud sound, and it was like an explosion, and Richard was driving, and I'm in the passenger seat, and I see this little round hole, and it's getting bigger and bigger. Meanwhile, we said, what is that? And he says, we were shot at, and it's like spider webs. The glass was just cracking with the spider web look, and then glasses were falling all around me, and thick. And then, so we didn't know where the sheriff or the deputy or anything was. We finally found the sheriff's office, or I think it was the police station. And I thought we were going to call the highway patrol, but they say, no, the deputy, sheriff, take care of it. So they two of them came. They took a long time walking round and round, examining inside and outside. And we were talking to them. And then finally, one guy blurted out, that was a miracle. And his face got red when the impact of what he said registered with him. And the other man said, yeah, God takes care of his people. And then they told us the trajectory of the bullet hole and where the glass was all around me and in the back seat behind the driver's seat. They said that bullet was supposed to go right through my head. And they had all the evidence, but they couldn't find an exit hole, and they never found any bullet. So I don't know what the angel did with it, but I know I'm alive. And then my third story, I love this ring. It was the last thing my husband and I bought together before he died, so it's special. So I was on this chartered bus going to a conference in Anaheim, Convention Center. I think it's called Rodeo something or no. But it seats 8,000 people, and there was about 7,500 people going to that conference. And I worked in a prison for many years, and I had a guy that I only kept in contact with two because I knew these two guys were really safe. And one guy I had mentored for both of them. So this one, Paul, he was a druggie, thief, robber, and he ended up supervising a $10 million warehouse for Walmart. So he was doing really good, and he was going to be one of the ushers. And he didn't have a cell phone, and we just knew out of 200 ushers, 7,500 people, we were going to find each other. I just knew it. So we get there, and they said, oh, you have your usher assigned to you at the top of the stairs because we're a bus. Oh, and during this bus trip, it was really cold, and this ring was really loose because my finger was so cold and it shrank. And I thought, well, I should take it out and put it in my purse. But I had a big purse, and I thought, well, it'll get scratched. And if I take it out, if I put it in tissue, I'll forget and maybe toss the tissue. So I'll just be careful and keep it on my finger. So we get there, and they tell her our usher is at the top of the stairs, and he'll guide us to our seat. And you guessed it. It was Paul. Out of 200 ushers, 7,500 people, Paul and I met. So we had a good old reunion time, and he showed us to our seats, and then he later brought in a couple other parolees and that I had helped. So I went to the restroom, came back. Oh, my ring's gone. Ran to the restroom. I figured just either when I washed my hand or when I dried my hand. So I threw over the trash. It wasn't there. Put all the trash back in. Washed my hand. Looked under my auditorium seat. It wasn't there. At the end of the program, when we got to the bus, I looked under the bus seat. It wasn't there. Then I remember the story. This one woman was at an airport, and she had her jewelry roll, and she dropped all her jewelry. Everything went everywhere. She collected everything except her favorite ring. So she asked God to send an angel to bring her ring back. And about 3 months later, her husband found her ring in his jewelry box. And he never goes in her things, and she never goes in his. So God answered her prayer. I said, God, you're not a respecter of persons. Would you please have an angel bring my ring back to me? You know it's special. So about 2.5 weeks later, right in the living room where I always walk, there was my ring. And so I never noticed it, but I was telling this story to somebody, and she said, your ring looks like an angel. Here's the head, there's the body, and there's the wing. So those are my angel stories.